Barbara, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to the parliament and the assembly of experts over the weekend to act in an interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, so probably about 15, 16 years ago. So he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many of the seats in the Iranian elections. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire enters a third day there. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce has largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume March 7th. If the ceasefire holds. Two huge explosions on Sunday rocked the Somali town of Baidoa, 245 kilometers west of the capital Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for similar attacks. This is VOA News. An unidentified aircraft attacked a convoy carrying suspected Islamic State fighters near Bani Walid in Libya, that is, on Sunday. There was no confirmation about who carried out that attack and whether there was damage or casualties. U.S. officials say U.S. aircraft were not involved, although both U.S. and the Eastern Libyan administration are known to have carried out such attacks in the past. Western officials have expressed growing concern about the presence of IS fighters in Libya. Islamic State militants launched twin suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. In a surprise assault, three suicide bombers and gunmen and trucks stormed into an area 25 kilometers west of downtown Baghdad. Hours later, the extremists carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern Shiite suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24. The mainly Shiite suburb has been a focal point for sectarian violence for years, with hundreds of people killed in bomb attacks. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Protests broke out in several parts of the country as news of that execution spread. Well, tomorrow's a big day for the 2016 U.S. presidential nominating campaign, and challengers are out looking for ways to slow the momentum of the front runners, Donald Trump for the Republicans, Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone looks back at a weekend event, the Democratic Party primary in the state of South Carolina.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contest when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
88th Annual Academy Awards are handed out Sunday in Hollywood. Top honors for acting going to Leonardo DiCaprio for his role in the film The Revenant. Best actress went to Brie Larson for the movie Room. Spotlight was the best picture. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.